In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor tours a facility that makes life as we know it possible.
In recent years, my morning run has often included a pause to observe the wildlife of the Copper Slough, where it runs under Rising Road in southwest Champaign. Great blue herons and mallards are regulars there, as is a pair of belted kingfishers, which nest in the bank nearby and noisily patrol the stream corridor. In the pool below the bridge live masses of some fish that tolerate fairly degraded waters, especially common carp. But there are fish with higher standards there, too, among them some decent-sized largemouth bass, as well as an occasional snapping turtle. What makes the variety of life at this site remarkable is that less than 100 feet upstream from my vantage point, the Urbana-Champaign Sanitary District's Southwest Treatment Plant, which serves roughly 40,000 people, discharges some 6 million gallons per day of treated wastewater into the stream. I recently had the opportunity to see for myself what happens to wastewater at the plant that renders the effluent capable of supporting life, thanks to a tour with Mike Guthrie. In his current life, Guthrie is an East Central Illinois master naturalist, but before his retirement in 2006, he had been supervisor of operations for the sanitary district. Guthrie emphasized that most of the processes that take place at the plant are the same as those that occur in nature, only managed so that they occur very efficiently. In the first stage of wastewater treatment, the sewage that comes into the plant is screened to remove paper. This process takes place inside a building, the only place on the tour where we really had to hold our noses. The material removed in this process is the only byproduct of the plant that goes to a landfill, and the quantity of that is surprisingly small, on the order of one dumpster a week. In the next stage of treatment, wastewater is channeled through a series of open-air basins where bacteria and other microorganisms are introduced to remove phosphorus and other pollutants. From this secondary treatment, water flows into clarifying tanks where the microorganisms introduced before settle out to be cycled back into the previous process. From this point, the water is pumped to the top of nitrification towers, the tallest structures at the plant. Here it is sprayed over stacked layers of honeycomb-like plastic that fill the inside of the tower. As the water runs down through them, another group of microorganisms converts toxic ammonia into non-toxic nitrates. After passing through a filter that removes any solids that might have been introduced in the nitrification process, the water from the southwest plant is released into the Copper Slough. We have effective federal law, the Clean Water Act, to thank for the current high standard of wastewater treatment in the United States. And when I spoke with Glennis Collins, executive director of Prairie Rivers Network in Champaign, she shared my enthusiasm about how far we've come in the past 50 years. But Collins also noted there is still work to be done. She pointed out, for example, that Illinois EPA sometimes exempts wastewater treatment plants from current standards to the potential detriment of human health. And she added further that we're still just beginning to understand how pollutants that are not treated by current systems, especially medications, impact people and wildlife.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Department of Landscape Architecture.